The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Here's a statement from Donald Trump Jr.
All right.
To explain his emails. He says, to everyone, in order to be fully transparent.
Oh, fully transparent. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah.
I mean,
here we go.
It is pretty laughable.
Here we go on full transparency. No, I've never met with any foreign agents. Nope. Oh, yeah, that's right. Adoption thing. Yeah. The Hillary Clinton dirt thing, and then it turned into adoption. Yeah. But I forgot about that.
Okay. Oh, it was a Russian government attorney. It came directly from the Attorney General of Russia, essentially. Yes, this is a very Obama-esque use of the word transparency, I will say.
Uh-huh.
To everyone, in order to be fully transparent, I am releasing the entire email chain of my emails with Rob Goldstone about the meeting on June 9th, 2016. The first email on June 3rd, 2016 was from Rob, who was relating a request from Emin, a person I knew from the 2013 Miss Universe pageant near Moscow. Now, quickly on Emin, he is a Russian pop star, as Glenn kind of was talking about this morning. His dad is a big oligarch. He is a Russian pop star. The relationship with Trump was close enough that Trump actually appeared in one of his videos. The New York Times actually has the video in the story. It's, you know, typical Trump acting like The Apprentice saying, "Hey, Emin, you're fired." It's like a little bit after the music video. And the song is fantastic, by the way. I almost want to exonerate him just because the song is so good.
Is it in Russian or is it in
It is in
English.
Russian. Actually, I didn't listen to it. It's just a lot of techno music. So. The information...
My favorite kind of music. Love the techno.
You're big on EDM, the whole movement?
Huge.
The first email, June 3rd, 2016, was relating from Emin, a person I knew from the 2013 Miss Universe pageant near Moscow. Emin and his father are a very highly respected company in Moscow. The information they suggested they had about Hillary Clinton, I thought, was political opposition research. I first wanted to just have a phone call, but
political opposition research from the Russians?
That's the problem with it.
Yeah, it's the problem.
But
right
like,
there.
Can you say that? I don't know. Like,
you can't get away with political
opposition. Yeah,
the Russians giving it to you.
Can you though say, look, Donald Trump Jr. It was before the Russians. Scandal had really started, and you know Donald Trump Jr.
I mean, he
runs
talking
with
about transparency here, and he's lying about the motivation. I mean, of course, it's not the opposition research. That's a foreign government, an enemy agent,
but
providing you with information.
Do you give
on the former Secretary of State?
Do you give him a possible break in that? Maybe he thinks. He's not in this game. This is his first time doing it, and he doesn't think it's that abnormal.
Always the excuse, isn't it?
They're not politicians. That's what we like about them. We like that about them. They're not politicians.
I'm sorry, you can't excuse everything because they're not politicians. I mean, I know better than this. I'm not a politician.
Yeah.
You can't get away with that all the time. The Trumps plead ignorance on everything, and it's a good thing somehow. It just drives me out of my mind.
But again, this is coming through his friend, right? A guy he knows.
Yep.
Maybe he trusts his friend.
Perhaps, maybe that's the spin that you'll hear on Hannity tonight. We'll see.
Yeah. I just wanted to have a phone call. That didn't work out. They said the woman would be in New York. The woman. I mean, it's a little bit of a low sell there to call her a woman. Yes, she is a woman. That is true. However, she's also a Russian government attorney, and that's exactly what it says in the email. The woman, as she said, this is funny. I first wanted to just have a phone call, but that didn't work out. They said the woman would be in New York, asked if I would meet. I decided to take the meeting. The woman, as she has said publicly, was not a government official. Now, she may have said that publicly now. However, in the intro to the email, she was presented as a government official. So you don't get the point. Like, who cares if she says she's a government now? You thought she was at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this goes to the he was collusion curious. I mean, even if he didn't collude, he definitely wanted to.
Yeah.
I decided to take the meeting. The woman, as she said publicly, was not a government official. And as we have said, she had no information to provide and wanted to talk about adoption policy and the, what is it, Magnitsky Act? To put this in contact, this occurred before the Russian fever was in vogue. And in vogue, I-N, vogue, which is not how it is in vogue. That's not...
No.
No. As Rob Goldstone just said today in the press, the entire meeting was the most inane nonsense I ever heard. I was actually agitated by it. Well, of course, your friend is backing you on it. That makes no difference. I mean, this is a pretty bad statement. First of all, he doesn't really acknowledge that she said that she was from the... He actually tries to make it seem like she wasn't from the government, which the email says she was a Russian government official. And more importantly, even if she wasn't, the information came from the, like, Attorney General of Russia. So, like, it's hard to understand. The other part I would put on here is, how does this stuff go out like this? In Vogue, how does that go out not spelled right?
I don't understand it.
I don't understand how this stuff happens.
I don't know. It'll get underlined even in email, right?
Well, is a word. It's just not the right word.
No, but if you put the phrase in Vogue, it's going to be underlined.
Test that out.
It's incorrect English. So whenever you have a phrase, at least on my spell check, it corrects bad English, too, oftentimes.
Or it lets you know underneath it that, hey, is this right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, is it possible it's been used so much it's now acceptable?
Yes.
Sometimes that happens.
I don't know. I've never seen... I don't see it used that way. In Vogue when it's en Vogue. E-N, right?
Yeah, that's how you would...
That's how you...
I mean, it looks like kind of... Some people are giving him a break here. I'm just reading some of the comments. Perfectly acceptable. Okay. It's perfectly acceptable in English to refer to something as in vogue, meaning the current fashion or style, yet to evoke a sense of French chic, many writers...
And actually didn't underline it in my email.
No, it didn't mine either.
So there you go. Give him a break on that.
Yeah.
Although, still, you'd think as a guy...
They're supposed to be so brilliant.
I mean, but I guess if it's acceptable, you can give them a break on it.